We're Brother Elzy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
My name is Rune Tonsgaard Sørensen. I play the violin in the Danish String Quartet, and you are listening to CFRC Kingston.
What you doing?
Just trying to tune in CFRC on our FM dial.
Didn't Mom say we weren't allowed to listen to that punk-ass hipster music anymore?
That's just the establishment's way of using our role models to bow to conformity. Besides, what she don't know won't hurt her.
Cool, crank it!
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is your signal.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper and this is The Rat Ring. Last week was a pretty fat set list. And, I'm sorry to do this, but I'm not able to stack it that high this week. Because I'm just tired. Like, I got no excuse. It's gonna be death metal. Particularly brutal death metal. Because, that's my favorite genre of death metal. So, enjoy.
We'll be right back. separated the skull from that body and masturbated in front of it.
Masturbating all over the place.
That was Holothane Glow by Cryptopsy, Mad by Purity and Perversion, Eye Full of Maggots by Fulci, Ejaculation to a Rotting Orifice by Deaden, and Carnivorous Chainsaw by Gore Inhaled. I just watched the new Nosferatu in theaters, and it was good. I mean, they can't really fuck it up. Like, the original Nosferatu is just a ripoff of Bram Stoker's Dracula. So the story's already there. They just have to make it look good and have the actors, you know, convincingly portray the time period. And they definitely did a good job with that. Like, this is the dumbest, most nitpicky fucking thing I could possibly say right now, but it did bother me. The opening of the movie, it says 1838 Germany. And not to be that guy, but there was no unified German state in 1838. It was still many city-states, with the major powers being Prussia and Austria. So, yeah, that was the only thing that, like, really took me out of it. Oh, and also, okay, this is a spoiler. The original one is from 1922. If you haven't fucking seen it, then sorry. Anyway, at the end, when they zoom out after, like, he's exposed to the sun and it, like, dies over her body, his legs were just so thin, and all I was thinking was, like, he ain't fucking that hard with those legs. Like, really? This is the guy that you're, like, lusting over? Come on. Got no power in that. Yeah, like, otherwise, you know, the movie was good. All the performances were good. They were quite convincing. Like, they pulled in a lot of very talented actors, so they didn't fuck up the script or anything. I did see one criticism of the movie that was very funny, and it was, why aren't they speaking in German accents if it takes place in Germany? And, man, first of all, they moved there. Second of all, I would not be able to take that shit seriously at all if everyone was speaking with a German accent in English. Like, come on. That does remind me of, like, The Witch, though. I'm thinking about how good the voice work in that one is. Because I know that the director is, like, extremely interested in the period of time that The Witch is set. So he actually studied a lot of writings from that time and observed the speech patterns and how English was spoken back then. So if you watch The Witch, the A24 one, you will have a somewhat accurate depiction of colonial English. Anyway, I'm gonna play some funny haha music.
Thank you. church. Wendy, darling, light of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in.
Do you defile women with your lyrics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you, fondle your genitalia on stage?
Yeah.
Whenever possible.
Mm.
Do you guys respect anything at all?
Not a goddamn thing.
Oh,
That was Fourth Blessed Gorge by Orchidectomy, Rituals of Desecration by Cinerary, The Bishop's Gathering by Liturgy, Forsaken for Perseverance by Entorturement, and Inhumanity by Pyrexia. Man, sometimes I see it all the time on the internet. Just people say shit to sound smart, even if, you know, it's not true. Like, not that they're not smart. Well, probably not if they're saying this, but, you know, even if what they're saying is just fundamentally untrue. Like, I saw a video of a guy jumping on a trampoline that's at like a 45 degree angle and being pulled back to the center. Like, and the fucking geniuses were in the comments dissecting what it could have been. Like, he's being pulled by something. It doesn't fucking matter what it is. But like, some people were sent, like, okay, they were trying to make the point that forces, like the physics concept, had to do with why he was being pulled in there. Like, the forces caused by the earth being centrifugal and centripetal. Anyway, like, I'll read one, because it's so bad. He has the trampoline pointed directly west into the Earth's rotation at a 23-degree angle to match the Earth's tilt. The trampoline is catching up with him as the Earth spins. You don't need to know much about fucking forces or how the Earth spins to know when you jump on something, it doesn't fucking move underneath you. Like, that, the Earth is massive! What the fuck are you talking about? Also, the Earth's tilt has nothing to fucking do with this trampoline. The Earth's tilt being at 23.5 degrees is just, all it does is distribute, like, sunlight, basically, like radiative energy across the Earth. Like, it isn't, I said all it does. It's obviously, it's the thing that fucking drives all life and weather and everything on Earth, but it does not, you know, it doesn't explain why this guy's jumping on his trampoline all funny, is my point. Anyway, if you do think this, maybe you should jump off a building and, like, if it's big enough and high enough, you'll catch the Earth's rotation and land on a lower balcony.
Close your eyes. This may hurt a lot.
I got a little bit on. Yeah.